Today, the WIAA State Boys Basketball Tournament. Division 5 was a very good game. It was an 81-75 victory for Columbus Catholic. The Division 4 title was another one that will go down in for the ages. Mineral Point has had an exciting tournament. The Pointers survived being the hunted in today's state semifinal game. It was the same thing, although the shoe was on the other foot. Mineral Point came back from 8 points down in the final 69 seconds. Today, Kenosha St. Joseph came back and took a lead. They led for only 12 seconds as they hit a basket with 13 seconds left to go up 64-63 at the end of a 14-2 run. Mineral Point then came back as they were able to get a three-point shot that missed. Sophomore Drew Asherman providing the unforgettable moment on a putback by Jackson Wenhouse. That is after Jackson Wenhouse's missed three-pointer with 1 second remaining. The putback basket gave the Pointers the lead and the eventual win. Mineral Point set a Division IV record with 15 three-pointers in today's championship, two more than Roncalli hit in a 2018 tournament game. Mineral Point's 24 threes in two state games also set a Division IV record. Wendhausen with 20 points, leading Mineral Point, which claimed its first championship in its fifth appearance at the tournament. It had placed second in 1974 Class C and 2015 Division IV. Also, Landon Thousand added 15 points. Eli Lindsay had 12 and Alex Ross 11 in the win. Games going on tonight in Division II. The championship final will pit Wisconsin Lutheran versus Pewaukee. And tonight, Arrowhead plays Marquette for the Division I title game. Last night, it was certainly a very exciting win for Marquette in that quadruple overtime game. That final score was a 99-95 victory, that is, for Arrowhead last night. Kettle Moraine and Marquette locked up in a good one, with Marquette winning 67-60 in the semifinal on Friday night. Max Klesman made a runner in the lane with 4.8 seconds left in overtime, and Wisconsin beat Big Ten tournament top seed Purdue 76-75 today for a spot in the conference championship game. Klesman's clutch shot followed his teammate Chucky Hepburn's in regulation when Hepburn made a layup as time expired to force overtime. Hepburn finished with 22 points. A.J. Storr had 20 points, and Klesman had 12 points, 5 assists, and 5 rebounds for fifth-seeded Wisconsin. Zach Edey led Purdue with 28 points and 11 rebounds. Edey surpassed Rick Mount's school record of 2,323 career points with about 7 minutes remaining in the second half. Tomorrow's tip-off will be at 2:30. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE, FM 107.7, AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM or on the Civic Media app. Pre-game will start at 1:30 tomorrow. Cam Jones scored 23 last night, and it was Marquette beating 7th seed Providence 79-68, withstanding a second-half surge by Devin Carter and advancing to the Big East Tournament Championship game for a second straight year. Michigan has fired their coach, Juwan Howard, after 5 seasons, parting ways with a former Fab Five star whose return to his alma mater included a Big Ten title and advancing in 2 NCAA tournament games before closing with 2 straight disappointing seasons. Howard finished with an 82-67 record with the Wolverines. The Big East tournament will be held at Madison Square Garden through at least 2032, ensuring one of college basketball's most popular and storied events will take place at the world's most famous arena for 50 consecutive years. The 9 bowl subdivision conferences and Notre Dame have reached an agreement on a 6-year deal to continue the college football playoff through the 2031 season. The move establishes a revenue sharing plan and allows the CFP to finalize a new media rights agreement. The last time the Packers were players in high-stakes NFL free agency was 2019, with general manager Brian Gutekunst signing 4 starters. The team reached NFC championship games in 2019 and 2020 and posted 3 consecutive 13-win seasons. In free agency this week, Gunta Kunst made safety Xavier McKinney and running back Josh Jacobs among the four highest-paid players at their positions. While money talks, the ability to join a potential Super Bowl contender was the draw, both players said at Lambeau Field on Friday. Defensive lineman Aaron Donald has announced his retirement after a standout 10-year career with the Rams. The three-time AP NFL Defensive Player of the Year made his surprising announcement on social media. Donald spent his entire career with the Rams, who drafted him in the first round in 2014. He was selected to 10 Pro Bowls and 8 All-Pro first teams. Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says the upcoming Major League Baseball season opener with the Padres in Seoul will provide great memories for him and his wife. The 29-year-old player spoke to media at a packed press conference room a day after he arrived with his wife, Mamiko, a former professional basketball player. The Dodgers-Padres games on March 20th and 21st will be Ohtani's debut with the Dodgers. Jim McAndrew, who lost his major league debut to Bob Gibson in the 1968 spot start for the Mets when Nolan Ryan was called away to military duty, then beat Steve Carlton a month later for his first win, has died. He was 80, a right-hander at the back end of the Mets rotation from 1968 through 1973. And speaking of baseball, the Brewers playing split squad action today. They were winners by a score of 5-1 over the Rangers and also currently lead 10-4 over the Oakland Athletics. That's an update on sports this afternoon. I'm Phil Nee.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.